Good morning all, my name is Chantel Gladman-Wood. I'm a partner at Schindler's Attorneys in the Municipal Law Department, and here we specialise in anything and everything to do with property insofar as it falls within the jurisdiction of a municipality. So we deal with any and all laws that regulate the use of a property. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what town planning schemes regulate in respect of working from home. This is not only important during lockdown, but at any other time as well. The first thing you need to do if you are working from home or planning from working home from home is understand whether you're allowed to do this in terms of your town planning scheme. A town planning scheme is essentially a document that is written by a municipality, and you can get a copy from the municipality's offices if you can't find it online. And what it does is it categorizes properties into different use zones, and then it sets out what the lawful uses of the properties are for those zones. So just to give you an example, if you are a residential property owner and your property falls into one of the residential use zones, you would ordinarily find that you're allowed to have dwelling units there, but you're not allowed to do things like have hotels or petrol stations there. The point of a town planning scheme is to control the use of properties for health and safety reasons. So just to give you an example, it would not be a good idea to allow types of businesses which have hazards associated with them to be carried out close to residential homes that might be affected by these hazards. So for example, town planning schemes don't permit businesses like the slaughtering of animals or the making of bricks in or near residential areas because of the hazards associated with these types of businesses for residents. When you have a look at your town planning scheme, you will see that there is a table called a use zone table. And in this table, you will be able to see all the different use zones that have been set up by the municipality. And there will be three columns for each use zone. And what these columns will tell you is the following. The first column is usually your primary rights. Primary rights mean what kind of uses a property can be put to without needing any other permission from the municipality. So for example, if you are a residential homeowner and your property has a residential zoning, using it for dwelling units for residential purposes would be a primary right associated with your property. However, you wouldn't find a primary right like, for example, to run a hotel from your property in most residential use zones. The second column is going to tell you what your consent use rights are. Consent use rights are rights that will apply to your property only if you apply to the municipality for these rights and the municipality grants them. So typical consent use rights for residential properties would include things like running a guest house or B&B from them. The third column is going to tell you what you can't do with your property. In other words, what uses your property cannot lawfully be put to in its current zoning. And if the use that you want to put your property to falls into this last column, then unfortunately you can't do it because it's unlawful. And if you want to do it, you would first need to bring an application to the municipality to rezone your property, which means to take your property out of the category that it's currently in and put it into another use zone category that allows for that type of use as a primary or a consent use right. Okay, so that's what a town planning scheme is and how they work in short. And we're now going to chat about how town planning schemes limit your ability to use your property to work from home. So most town planning schemes, not all, because town planning schemes are different, so you need to have a look at the town planning scheme that applies to your property in particular. Most town planning schemes have a general exemption clause in the general terms and conditions for working from home. Now, the first thing to understand is that this does not apply to all businesses, as the general exemption clause usually lists certain types of businesses that this does not apply to. And the types of businesses that it lists are usually those that have some type of hazard, health or safety hazard, associated with that type of business that would impact on the residents in a residential suburb. So let's take, for example, a doctor. Doctors are not ordinarily allowed to use this exemption to work from home because of the hazards associated with having sick people coming to your house. such as the spread of disease, the disposal of medical waste, and of course the traffic that might result if you have ambulances coming to the property. If you fall under this general exemption, so you are not one of the types of businesses that has been excluded from being allowed to use this general exemption, the next thing you need to ask is, do you have a number of staff that exclude you from using this exemption? Because some town planning schemes provide that you only allowed to have a certain number of staff working for you, and that if you have more than that number of staff, you're not allowed to use this general exemption. If you fall under this general exemption, you are then allowed to use typically between 20 and 25% of the floor area of your home for these purposes. And you do not need to do anything to get this. You have this right straight up without needing to apply for it or do anything in relation to it. If you do not fall under this general exemption, you then need to go and have a look at your town planning scheme, as we discussed earlier. So go to the municipality and get what they call a zoning certificate. And this is a document which will tell you what use zone you fall into. You then take the use zone that you fall into and you cross-reference it to the town planning scheme, and you go and have a look at the three columns in the town planning scheme that correlate to the use zone of your property, and you go and understand what your primary rights are, what your consent use rights are, and what uses your property may not be lawfully put to. From there, you will understand whether you are allowed to work from home without having reference to the general exemption. Now, in the majority of cases, if you are a business that is excluded from working from home as a result of the exclusions in the general exemption, you are not going to be allowed to work from home as a primary right because of the hazards associated with your business, and you would ordinarily need to apply for consent use rights, or you would need to rezone your property. What are the consequences of violating the provisions of a town planning scheme and working from home if you don't have the relevant town planning authority? Well, in some municipal jurisdictions, what will happen is that the municipality will change the tariff that is applicable to the services that you consume, electricity and water. Now, what this means is that if you were not running a business from home, you would pay for your services at the cheaper residential rate. But because you're running a business from home, and unlawfully so, they penalize you by changing your tariff to the business rate, which makes your consumption of these services a lot more expensive. And this may be prohibitively expensive for your business. The second thing that a municipality might do, and again, it's jurisdiction dependent, is they might apply to put you onto a different rating category called unauthorized use or illegal use. Now, rates are governed by the Local Government Municipal Property Rates Act. And if you want to change a property's rating category, which is very different from its zoning, you have to do so in a different process. So the municipality would have to put your property on a valuation roll, either a general or supplementary valuation roll, and they would have to give you notice that they're doing this, and they would have to then change your category from residential to illegal use or unauthorized use. If they do this and they follow the correct process, the consequence of this will be that your residential rate will triple. It will either go to 2.5 times or even up to 3.5 or 4 times the amount that you're currently paying for rates as a result of this. The last consequence is that the municipality is empowered in terms of the relevant laws to take action to stop you operating your business from home illegally. So the first thing they would do is send you a notice to tell you that they've inspected the property and you're acting contrary to your town planning scheme. If you cease to rectify the situation, they'll usually send you a second notice warning you of the penalties that will follow and that they will approach a court if you don't cease illegal operations. Lastly then, if you don't comply after the second notice, they would ordinarily appoint attorneys to bring a court application in which they ask for an order that you be compelled to stop operating your business unlawfully. And that could entail a number of different things. It might entail having your business physically evicted from the property. It might entail demolishing a part of the property or removing equipment that enables you to work from the property, and a number of other orders that would be aimed at stopping you from working from the property. If you fail to comply with this court order, once it's granted, you may then be held in contempt of court, which means essentially that a court would find you guilty of failing to comply with a court order, and you may then be liable to imprisonment or being fined. I hope that this has given you a bit of clarity as to what you need to do to understand if you are lawfully permitted to work from home and the consequences that will follow if you violate the relevant time planning laws. At Schindler's, we specialize in this kind of law and are available to assist you if you need any help. So please don't hesitate to contact us. We wish you all the very best and that you stay safe during these hazardous times. And we hope to see you again on better terms when COVID lets up. Stay safe, South Africa.